Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Together, building Houston's workforce. By Amegy Bank, the A-Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
Titans on the horizon. Texans Huddle, though, is right now. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer getting you ready for the game in week four. But,
yes.
Mark, the big news of the week, and it's good to see you. It's great to see you, as always. But the big news of the week is J.J. Watt going on injured reserve. The three-time defensive player of the year. The greatest Texan in team history. The greatest defender in all the land will not be suiting up for the Texans for quite some time.
Yeah, and I'm kind of going through Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's five stages of death here, Drew. I was in denial earlier in the week. Now I'm moving on to acceptance and all of that. But remember, it's an ensemble effort with this defense. They've been doing it without Watt through the entire preseason and training camp. Large chunks of the first three games played without Watt on the field, and they're the top five defense, a top five defense in the NFL. I think they can continue to be that way as long as they don't suffer any more losses.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent still there up front, in the back, in the middle on defense. And that's something, the collective, that was emphasized earlier this week when it was announced that J.J. Watt was going on injured reserve.
You can never replace the best player in the NFL. And when someone like that goes down, you know, it's a tough thing, obviously. But at the same time, this is a football team. This is a team made up of some really good veteran leaders, some really good young players. Got a lot of good players. Got a lot of good players in that locker room, and we're looking forward to the challenges that are ahead.
I felt for him more than anything. Obviously, him having to go through it one time and then fighting his way back and having to go through it again, you know, that sucks for him. But for us as a team, you know, there's nothing that you can do about it. You have to kind of block that side out of it and just continue to go out there. And whoever's on the field with you, you have to go out there and take that mentality to where we're going to have the same type of defense.
Watt goes to the injured reserve. So to fill that roster spot vacated by number 99, the team brings in familiar face, the Ninja Assassin, Mark.
Tone Stradamus. I wonder if he saw this coming. Who knows? But Ninja is a good player, Drew, and you wonder what he has left in the tank. Romeo Crennel thinks he has just enough to help them inside pass rush, that kind of thing. You know, Antonio's eager to be an aid to his former franchise.
Oh, definitely not a replacement, man. Man, I love that kid. I don't think he even know how much I love him, but no replacement at all. I'm just here to help the team out as best as I can. Like I've always, that's how I've always seen the game. That's how I've always seen my role, my responsibility, whether it's at a bigger role or a smaller role. You know, I just got to come in and do the best I can.
J.J. Watt's on the shelf for quite some time, and the guy with the most sacks last season, not named J.J. Watt, was Whitney Mercilus. Yeah. His importance obviously magnified now.
Well, he needs to step up again. 12 sacks last year. And this reminds me of the 2011 season when Mario went out and Connor Barwin had 11.5 sacks. Whitney needs a similar performance as last year. So does Clowney. But Whitney, a very key cog as the lead dog in the pass rush. And DP Sidhu sat down with him.
Whitney, the big news of the week, obviously J.J. Watt gets placed on injured reserve. You've never played a regular season game without him in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
How much pressure do you put on yourself and the rest of the defense now to really elevate your game with Watt being out?
I mean, we've always put pressure on ourselves, even when he was in there. Nothing really has changed. Guy goes down, next man up. That's really the motto of it.
After the loss to New England, you told me once before that you're a perfectionist. How did you spend those days off over the weekend? Can I ask?
Probably moping around or whatever, but no, not really.
Did you do a lot of self-scouting? Did you go back and look at that? I mean, how do you sort of cleanse your palate after a loss like that?
Yeah, just got to go back and just watch everything, see what I could do, what we could have did better, and pretty much evaluate ourselves from there and just move on and make sure we don't make those mistakes again.
All right, on a positive note, you kicked off your foundation this week, raising money for children with disabilities. Why now, and how long had you been thinking about doing this?
I've been thinking about it for a while since my second year in the league, and so I didn't know exactly what the focus was going to be, but I needed to take some time instead of throw something together and not have, be really passionate about it. And so it took a while to get it together this past year. There's a lot of background work that went with it, and I'm just happy to get it launched.
I know you've talked about it before, but how did you decide that it's going to be children with disabilities and that's who you're going to help out?
Yeah, so funny story about that. It's what I studied in college, community health, disability, rehabilitation. So I studied that. Also, the healthcare and like the healthcare side of things with dollars and all that. And so I understand it's expensive to purchase pharmaceuticals, medical equipment, things like that. Also, it stems from my family, too. My parents, when I was growing up, they worked in nursing homes for a while, so I was exposed to that. And also my sister, who's well on her way to being a doctor. She wants to do breast cancer research, but she did want to do it. She worked with kids for a while when she was going through medical school.
You know, you used to shy away from doing media interviews, and now you're out there all the time. I saw a Periscope of you giving a speech in front of a crowded room. You know, for people out there that are afraid of public speaking, what got you over that hump? Are you over it?
I don't even think I'm still over it.
No, okay.
I just got to, just think of everybody in their underwear, I guess, and just get over it. Yeah.
The age-old saying still holds true.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
So
do you still hate doing interviews? Like, is this very uncomfortable right now, or is it okay?
I'm kind of relaxed. I'm used to it now, but I still don't like it at the same time. But, it's not bad. It's not bad.
All right, so you're facing the Titans this week. The last time you faced the Titans at home, you set career highs with 4 quarterback hits, 4 tackles for loss, and you matched a career high 3.5 sacks. So these divisional games, you get to really know who you're going up against, but at the same time, they really get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find this to be a good time to try out some new pass rush moves or to get your repertoire a little bit, expand it a little bit?
Well, and I work on a lot of pass rush moves in practice, see what works, what doesn't work, what I can do and what I can't do physically. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to change anything, and I'm just going to still do all the same things, maybe adjust a game or two or so, the way that I'll work with our D linemen and things like that. That's about it.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, Whitney. Thanks so much.
Appreciate that.
Antonio Smith's first go-around with the Texans started in 2009. That was also the year that Brian Cushing started with the franchise. Yeah. Brian Cushing's been out a couple weeks now, and he practiced earlier in the week on Wednesday. That was a very welcome sign and a bit of a surprise for some.
Yeah, I think it was, Drew. You know, it's funny. On Monday, I saw him running some fun pass routes on the side field when he was still on that rehab part of things, and I thought, he's moving around pretty well. Then all of a sudden, Wednesday, he's at practice, so he's ramping up to go. He's a heart and soul kind of player, a leader on the team, and you need his playing ability out there. Look, Benardrick McKinney's been doing very well. You're a better defense with Brian Cushing on the field.
So, Brian, how were you able to come back in 3 weeks?
It's actually 2, John.
2?
Yes.
So, Brian, how are you able to come back in 2 weeks?
I don't know. Just a lot of hard work, and, I just didn't want to believe it'd be 4-6. I'm not saying I'm all the way back yet. I'm not saying for sure what I'm doing, but I know I practiced today. I know I felt good, and I'm happy about the progress. That's for sure. I've been hurt too much in my career, in my opinion, and it's something I don't want to do anymore or want to be. So, anything I can do to get back and get out there as soon as I possibly can and be healthy and be effective, I'll do. And just excited to be back out there with the guys.
Good to see Cushing back at work. It was also great to see Dwayne Brown, left tackle, back at work. Hadn't seen him since week 17 of last season, and that is your HCC Play of the Week, Dwayne Brown, coming back to the practice field.
Felt amazing. I think, just being sidelined for so long, you take little things like putting on your helmet and, take things like that for granted, but today was a great milestone for me, being able to get out there, practice with my guys, and get back into the groove of things. Felt amazing.
Physically, how'd you feel just moving around and doing football stuff like that?
Felt awesome. Better than I thought I would, actually. Just being able to move around, get used to the cadence, little things like that. Just the movements, offensive line, technique, and everything. It felt pretty good.
Chemistry, continuity, something that this offensive line has been working on. When Dwayne Brown returns to it, that's going to jiggle things up a little bit, but needless to say, it's great to have your All-Pro, your Pro Bowl left tackle, back in the fold.
Well, you got to have him, Drew, because they haven't been running the football well enough. 74 carries on the season for Lamar Miller. They want more yards out of those carries, and it's not all on him. It's a team effort. So having Dwayne Brown back, like you said, multi-time Pro Bowler, is going to be huge. Don't know how much he's going to play, but this whole offensive line thing has been a work in progress from the get-go. You look at Greg Manch, you look at Nick Martin not able to play in this season. This is big to have your leader, the longest tenured Texan, back.
Yeah, when he got here in 2008, the fortunes of the franchise really started to shift. A lot of good things have become or have happened since Dwayne Brown came here. Okay, a little bit later, we're going to have some fun. You're going to pick against Blitz the Dog.
Yeah,
we also
you.
Have a Dear Drew. But coming up next, we got some kids getting involved with Kid Reporter. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Huddle.